Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we invite you to call and speak directly with us right now. The number is 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. And if you're listening overnight on CSN or Sirius XM, you can get your question to us by voicemail at the same number, and we'll be glad to discuss it as soon as possible here on the live Basic Gospel program. But again, in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We live, and I've said this time and time again over the last 3 or 4 months, but boy, do we live in some crazy, chaotic times. And it's times like this where we can be knocked off our game, so to speak, as believers in Christ. We can get sucked into what's going on in the world and forget about who we are as believers. And that's why a passage like this, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, is so vitally important for us to bring back to memory, mm-hmm. to remind ourselves of almost daily. So Paul writes this, "I appeal to you, therefore." So after 11 chapters of explaining the gospel of Jesus Christ, explaining the righteousness that is now ours as a gift of grace, after explaining the fact that since we're justified, since we've been declared right, we have peace with God and giving us kind of the victory of what this life is all about in Romans 8. He says, therefore, by the mercies of God, I appeal to you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So oftentimes we ask the question, what are we supposed to be doing? What should we do in times like this? What does God call upon us to do? Mm-hmm. And here it is, to present ourselves, to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, to make ourselves available to God. Yeah. That's what we do. And that's an attitude. That's a decision. And when we make that decision, we're basically putting our lives in the hands of God and saying, use us how you see fit. Mm-hmm. I mean, the problems of this world are too big for us. They are too overwhelming for us to know how we can fix it. And that's what most people are looking for, is a universal solution, something that would just, some magic wand that we can wave over the world and everything is put to right. Well, that's going to happen when Christ is revealed. That's going to happen at a point in the future. But God has a plan, and he is working that plan here and now, and that plan is to rescue people out of darkness and to place them into his marvelous light, to save people by grace through faith. Well, and he uses us as workers in that plan.
Right.
And so he's simply saying, I want you to present your body as a living sacrifice. I want to be the source. I want to be the one that is using you, directing you, leading you by my Spirit to do the things that I want you to do in this overall plan that I have that's being executed in Christ Jesus. So what do? We present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. That is our spiritual worship. That's reasonable. And then he says, do not be conformed to this world. Well, how are we going to, not be conformed to this world? By doing what he said in verse 1, presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice. So he says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So what is the will of God for you? Well, it's to present your body as a living sacrifice. And in presenting your body as a living sacrifice, I think you're going to see clearly the steps that you need to take as a believer in Christ and engaging the culture, in reaching those in need and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. But I tell you, in times like this, it is easy to be sucked into the ways of this world.
Yes,
and there's so many good things that are going on out there. We have the phrase Black Lives Matter. And boy, that's a positive phrase. And it's opening our eyes to see a real need to be able to communicate to people their value, their worth in light of the good news of Jesus Christ. But with that phrase, there's an organization that is hijacked that phrase,
right,
and is twisting it for another agenda that is opposed to God, that is anti-God, that is anti-Jesus, that is anti-church.
Yes.
And we need discernment. And so sometimes it's easy to get sucked into that phrase,
right,
and be supporting something we shouldn't be supporting.
Yeah.
So we need to keep our focus on the good news of Jesus Christ. We need to keep our focus on offering our bodies unto him. We need to allow the Spirit of God to keep our minds sharp and discerning and understanding so that we can impact the world in the way that God wants to impact this world, and that's in reconciling people unto himself, rescuing people out of darkness, mm-hmm, and placing them in God's marvelous light.
Great thoughts, Bob. Thank you for opening the program with those thoughts. And friends, we're glad that you're here, and we want to hear from you at 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And again, open lines 844-322-2742. So if you have a question or some need that you'd like to discuss with us, and you're listening to the live broadcast right now at roughly 6 or 7 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it is the live broadcast, and you can call directly into the studio right now, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you. You know, what we've learned over many years of teaching and counseling is that many people believe that right standing before God is something you must earn, and they fail to see that righteousness is God's gift, and it's His alone to give. A brand new series from Basic Gospel is called Revealed, and it's a true eye-opener to help everyone see and receive God's gift of righteousness. We want you to have a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift to support Basic Gospel in this month of July. Click donate at basicgospel.net and make your gift right now if you can, and receive your copy of Revealed. You can start now to stand confidently in the truth that you are right with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Again, make your gift now or any time at basicgospel.net. Once again, the phone number, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you. That's why we're here on the air, to serve you, our listeners. So give us a call, 844-322-2742. And Bob, in the meantime, a question from Sam, who is a YouTube viewer. He says, since Jesus is God the Son, how could he be limited to heaven only? Can God be limited?
Well, of course not. God is not limited by anything. Here's some characteristics of God that we learned through reading the Word of God. We see that He is omnipresent, so He is in all places at all times. We have some great passages in the Word of God. For example, Jeremiah 23 says, "Am I a God who is near and not a God far off? Can a man hide himself in hiding places so I do not see him? Do I not fill the heavens and the earth, declares the Lord?" So we see right there that He is everywhere at all times. We have this wonderful promise from Jesus, wherever two or three have gathered, there He is in the midst of them.
Right.
So we see kind of the vastness of God, that He can be everywhere at all times, and then we see the intimacy of God, that He can be here with us.
Yeah.
That is so comforting. I love this passage in Acts chapter 17. This is one of my favorite passages in the Word of God, and it talks about the fact that we've been put into various situations. We've been born, you know, during the times that we've been born in and in the places that we've been born in, so that we could seek God and in seeking Him could find Him in the person of Jesus Christ. And He goes on to say that I am not far away, that I am near. So God, the vastness of who He is, the bigness of who He is, the fact that He is omnipresent, is can be overwhelming. But then we see the personal nature of God, that he wants us to find him, to know him, and to experience his presence mm-hmm. through his Spirit.
Yeah.
So God is certainly not limited. He is in heaven. He is on earth. He is everywhere. He goes about this planet looking to and fro. And then he's with us at all times and all ways. That's good news.
That is good news. And Sam, I hope that's good news to you too. And thanks for reaching out. We're glad to hear from you and hope you'll reach out again if you have further questions for us.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Atlanta and talk to Jackie listening to us on WDWD. Hi, Jackie.
Yes. Hi, how are you? You guys have been such a blessing. I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
Just a moment ago, I heard you said that Black Lives Matter is anti-Christ. I'm not sure if you guys had the wrong revelation of it or something, but to us, it means we just need the same rights that everybody has.
That's the distinction, Jackie, I was making. There's the phrase, which is a positive phrase. It's something that we need to focus on. It's something that we need to be made aware of and to change some things so that here in the United States and really around the world, that every person knows their value, knows their worth as a human being, and can go through life every single day knowing that they have equal opportunity. They're going to be treated equally in all regards, in all respects. So that's positive, and we're all behind that and for that, and because the Word of God speaks to that. God so loved the world. Jesus Christ came, and he took upon himself the sins of every single person and died and then was raised again so that all could have everlasting life. And so at the foot of the cross, we find our true value, our true worth as human beings, and we can all join together regardless of ethnicity, regardless of skin color, regardless of all of those things, and we can live as brothers and sisters in Christ in unity, sharing together the love of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel message. That's what that phrase Black Lives Matter is really pushing toward. But then there's organizations and there's other groups that are pushing a different agenda, an agenda that is not in line with the truth of the gospel, that is Marxist at its core, that is trying to destroy America and destroy all lives. So we have to have some discernment to see what's really going on out there in the world. So you and I, Jackie, we're brothers and sisters in Christ, and our calling is to present our bodies as living sacrifices to the Lord Jesus Christ and to offer this ministry of reconciliation, this ministry of the new covenant, this ministry of life that is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And when we point people to Jesus, and people respond to the good news of Jesus, we're going to see unity. We're going to see barriers being torn down. We're going to see prejudices being destroyed. We're going to see all of those being pushed aside in light of the powerful love of Jesus Christ that's been poured out in our hearts as believers in Christ, Jackie.
And you have to make that very clear, because I was listening, and at first I thought that's what you meant, and then you said Black Lives Matter is anti-Christ.
Well, there's an organization that you read.
But
you
remember, that's why you have to make it clear. In
right.
Everything on this earth, there's always somebody or something that come against the true meaning of
that's
what
right.
Yeah.
So as Paul said in Romans, as Paul said in Romans 7, Jackie, whenever there's good, evil is right there alongside of it. And
So be careful about that anti-Christ thing, because it's not the Black Lives. People
not the
who
phrase.
Are trying to get equal. It's, yes. It's
that's
not
exactly right. That's exactly
justice,
right.
As a matter of fact, even with all what was going on, there's a lot of people out there that were doing things that had nothing to do. They were stealing and killing, doing things that have nothing to do with the movement.
Right. And that's exactly right. And that's what I was talking about, Jackie. So
yeah,
I really appreciate your
folks that was doing it.
Yeah, I really appreciate your call, Jackie. Yeah, thank you so much
thank
and for helping us clarify that. And so we appreciate that, appreciate your heart, and thank you for your strong, clear voice.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
I sure will. Thank you.
And thank you for your words of encouragement, Jackie. Good to hear from you. 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Give us a call, 844-322-2742. Bob, a question from Ben, who's another YouTube viewer, says, I've heard people say in the past that the whole world is forgiven of their sins, yet I know forgiveness is only found in Jesus. At the same time, I see God's love, not counting men's sins against them, in his never-changing nature. He also teaches us to forgive others as he has forgiven us, but how does that look when a spiritually dead person sins against us? Do we not forgive that person until they are born again? These are questions that run through my mind, and I hope you can make sense of it all.
Well, as far as forgiveness is concerned, since God has forgiven our sins, and that forgiveness is our gift, and we stand before him as forgiven people, we can certainly... I think let that truth shape every single relationship that we have, whether a person that we're in relationship with is saved, a fellow brother or sister in Christ, or if it's just somebody that we've met that we're not sure of their relationship with Christ. They may be lost. What we have to offer is this gift of forgiveness, this gift of life, through faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And we can say to any person that God has reconciled you unto himself through the blood of Jesus Christ, and he's not counting your sins against you. So it's not the sins that are going to be judged, that they've already been judged at the cross.
Right.
It's what are you going to do with Jesus? Are you going to receive him and be made alive through the power of resurrection, or are you going to reject him? Because that's the real issue.
Mm-hmm.
Life is found in Jesus. If you have the Son, you have life. If you don't have the Son, you don't have eternal life. So the sin issue was a barrier that kept us from responding to the Son. So God dealt with that once and for all. He removed that barrier. So there is absolutely nothing standing in any person's way as far as receiving this good news of Jesus Christ, as far as receiving life. So the sin issue has been dealt with. Now there's just this single offer of life on the table. And you either receive that by faith or you reject it. And if you reject it, and if you continue to reject it and continue to reject it and come to the end of your life and you die, you're going to reject it eternally.
Yeah.
And you're going to be glad that you did. Why? Because there something happened inside of you where you had this hatred of God, this rebellion toward God, and you would rather live eternally separated from him than bow your knee and humbly receive the gift of eternal life. So the sin issue has been dealt with once and for all. That barrier has been removed. So we can offer forgiveness to anyone and everyone. So count on that. The fact that you have received forgiveness, well, that person who's lost, Jesus has died for them. Jesus took their sins upon himself. So let that truth shape how you deal with them.
Yeah. Ben, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. Thanks for joining us for Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And, Bob, you know, it was just about 5 years ago this week, probably, that something exciting happened, and the UPS truck dropped by and started unloading boxes of a certain book, and it was Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And I can't believe it's been 5 years, and how many lives have been touched by the simple reading of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and what a message it carries. And we couldn't be more excited about this five-year anniversary, because we want to get it out to as many people as possible by every means we can.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was 5 years ago. August 1st, 2015 was the official release date. We got copies early, and we were able to start sending those out to our friends and to people within Basic Gospel Nation, and they started buying up copies and sending it out to people. And
your hand got really, really tired.
That's right. We signed quite a few of those in that first year, and that was just such a pleasure. And I'm just thrilled that people have bought the book, that they've read the book, that the book has had an impact. I got just the sweetest letter in the mail the other day from a young girl that's a prison inmate, and she struggled with a drug addiction and something that she was introduced to by her own father.
Oh, boy.
And really, really tragic situation. But somehow the book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, made it to her behind those prison walls. Yeah. And she read it, and in her letter she said, I have this spark in my soul now, and I know that God is at work with me. She said, before this, I just felt a dead feeling in my spirit, an emptiness, and all that has changed. And somehow, some way, God got it into her hands. Yeah. And that's how he does things. He loves us. He loves us enough to connect with us in unusual circumstances, and in so doing, to proclaim to us that he loves us, that he cares for us. And that's exactly what he did with this young girl. And he used, I think, people within Basic Gospel Nation to somehow get this book into her hands, and it's made an impact. And that was her final sentence. Thank you for this book. It's had a great impact in my life.
Yeah.
And that's our desire. That's our prayer, that God would use it to connect people to the grace of God, to show people that the Christian life is by grace through faith from start to finish. So often we miss the answer to how are we supposed to live the Christian life because we limit grace to a single moment in time. We limit it to that moment we are saved. But once we're saved, we kind of move away from grace and try to find a different way to live the Christian life. And when we do that, we turn to human effort. We turn to rules and regulations. We turn to all sorts of human understanding and human traditions.
Yeah.
And when we do it, we miss the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. We go back to bondage. And so God is saying to us, man, I saved you by grace. I'm going to sustain you by grace. I want you to realize that my grace is sufficient for you in all things. So it's this Christian life is by grace through faith from start to finish. And we're just so grateful that God has used this book to connect people to that message and to lift them out of legalistic tendencies, to lift them out of the bondage of religion into the freedom that is theirs in Christ Jesus.
And I think all the staff, of course, and so many across, as you call it, Basic Gospel Nations, is thankful to God for allowing you to write the book and to have the experiences that have made a difference in a lot of people's lives. And so we just praise him for bringing all of us together to work with you and proclaiming this message of God's unconditional love and grace in our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, friends, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel. If you have a question or a need for scriptural guidance for a life issue you may be struggling with, you can leave us a voicemail right now or anytime at 844-322-2742. We'll be glad to hear from you as always. So again, that number, 844-322-2742. Or if you'd rather write your question or your particular situation, you can post your on-air question to us under the radio tab at basicgospel.net. And please remember Basic Gospel and your giving as well, friends. Basic Gospel is a listener-supported ministry, and we deeply appreciate the prayers and gifts of everyone who helps us by supporting us and helping us go forward day by day with this message. So please make your gift. You can do it now or anytime at basicgospel.net. And to say thanks for your support, we will send you a copy of our series called Revealed, showing clearly that in Jesus Christ, you are indeed right with God. Make your gift now at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again for another live edition of Basic Gospel, and we'll do that tomorrow. I hope you'll be here. See you then. Bye-bye.